Morning, Mitch. Very well, thank you.
So, as I mentioned, negotiating is looking to reach a ceasefire. How close is this to happening, do you think?
I think that there's not very much faith in that ceasefire at all. One of the notable proponents of that view is the Syrian government itself, which doesn't see any possibility of the mechanism of the ceasefire being put into place, because there are too many players, and they themselves actually say that they can't trust a number of those Western-backed players, and the West, I don't think, is in any under any false assumptions regarding what the situation's like on the ground. So I don't think that there is a great belief in the peace from the allies either.
Yeah, and how has al-Assad's position sort of changed over time? I mean, his government forces have had some recent victories in the areas of conflict in the recent days. Is he now in a more powerful position than he has been previously in the conflict?
Undoubtedly, at the expense of the infrastructure and the very fabric of his own society, which is really saying something, that here we have a man who's so desperate to cling on to power that he's willing to have his country destroyed in order to retain that power. That's an awesome political vista for spectators like me. But in terms of his current situation, the involvement of Russia has actually helped him enormously. His troops were beginning to flag at one point, shortly before Russia moved in. His troops were flagging, morale was very low, but with the air strikes that Russia has provided to back the ground forces, it's actually turned the tables in terms of the success or failure sort of equation for the sides there. And Assad is actually developing a much braver face in pursuing his goals, which are nothing but the elimination of his, nothing less than the elimination of his enemies, but also sort of complete control of his country. And that's what we see going on, playing out in Aleppo at the moment, the second largest Syrian city.
And let's talk about Russia's involvement in this conflict. I mean, do we know what their motives are? Because Turkey have come out with some pretty strong allegations this morning of war crimes, of Russia bombing hospitals and civilian populations. What do we know about Russia and their motives behind their involvement in this conflict?
The Russians are playing a very simple line, remarkably simple line, and that is that al-Assad is theirs. He's an ally. They're backing him, and they want to actually keep him in place. And maybe if he begins to teeter, to keep his successors in place as well. The Russians have learnt from the Libyan example. Libya is an absolute political basket case at the moment, and will be for some time to come. The Russians really didn't want the West to go in there and displace Gaddafi. They did. They left a mess, and the Russians themselves have said never again in the Middle Eastern area, and they've been true to their word in terms of backing Assad. In terms of what Turkey accuses Russia of, quite possible. The Russians are using cluster bombs, but then the Americans also use cluster bombs in conflicts, so that's nothing particularly surprising. But what is important is, of course, the Russians are saying that they have caused no civilian casualties, whereas Turkey is saying that they have caused an immense amount of damage to the civilian population. So even there is a great discrepancy between the stories.
Is there any way to sort of verify either side's claim, though, or is it kind of a bit too murky and, you know, through the fog of war, it's sort of hard to tell?
Too murky. The countries themselves would find it very hard to the protagonist countries themselves would find it very hard to read the full situation on the ground. The Russians are accepting only the Syrian government's version of things, and the Syrian government is very quick to actually back the Russian story. The Turks, on the other hand, are not accepting Syria's story, quite obviously, not accepting Russia's. But they've also got something to play for here, because a lot of the activities, military activities in northern Syria, actually are too close for comfort for Turkey itself, and particularly with the Kurdish YPG militias, which are very, very active and are backed by the West in northern Syria. Turkey is desperately keen on actually eliminating what they regard as the Kurdish threat. All of that really complicates it and does create what you call the fog of war. Absolutely. We just don't know what's going on the ground in full.